President Trump is wrapping up his Asia trip today in the Philippines at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, summit. Trump held one-on-one meetings with leaders, including Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, who's been condemned by human rights groups for a violent crackdown on drug dealers and users. Here was President Trump today.
We've had a great relationship. This has been very successful. We have many meetings today with many other leaders. The ASEAN conference has been handled beautifully by the president and the Philippines and your representatives. And I've really enjoyed being here.
Reporter Michael Sullivan joins us from Manila in the Philippines. And Michael, let's start with human rights. The White House says the topic came up briefly in a private conversation, but a spokesman for President Duterte contradicted that statement. What do we know?
We know that there are two different interpretations of what was said, but basically Duterte's spokesman said that human rights did not come up, as you said, but the White House said it did briefly in the context of how the Philippines is dealing with its own fight against illegal drugs. But mostly the conversation was about ISIS, illegal drugs, and trade, according to the White House.
And have human rights groups responded to that, that it may or may not have come up?
Their worst fears were realized, I think. They didn't think that it was going to be brought up, and it really wasn't.
What was the relationship like between President Trump and President Duterte in their meeting?
They like each other. I mean, they were joking. They were jovial. They were making fun of reporters at the meeting. I mean, these are two guys who like being right. They're two guys who are used to being right, and they're two guys who don't like being criticized. And so they recognize that about each other. This relationship, ever since Trump was elected, has been a good one. Duterte called him shortly after he was elected and congratulated him. Trump has invited Duterte to the White House. We'll see if that happens or not. But these are two guys who like each other, feel like they're on the same plane, and that's how that played out today, I think.
Did anything concrete come out of the meeting? Have they made any plans to deal with terrorism or drugs or trade?
Nothing concrete that I've seen so far, but I will tell you that when the U.S. helped Duterte and his government in the siege of Marawi in the southern Philippines, that lasted for about 5 months, that ended just last month, that was a very positive development in the military relationship between the two countries that has always existed, but was put sort of a little bit on the back burner when Duterte was elected. Now I think it's coming more to the fore. And I also think that Duterte at this point, even though he's gone to China, recognizing that China can give him some things he needs, mainly economic aid, that economic aid hasn't happened. And in the meantime, China continues its territorial expansion in the South China Sea at Vietnam's expense, at Malaysia's expense, and most importantly, at the Philippines' expense.
Did that issue come up?
That issue did not come up. That's one that both, I think, have been very careful to avoid this time around, because that's something that Duterte doesn't really want to do. He doesn't want to antagonize the Chinese just yet.
That's reporter Michael Sullivan in Manila in the Philippines. Michael, thank you.
You're quite welcome, Jeremy.